Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP gets upset at someone else for saving his girlfriend's life. Am I the butthole for snapping when I found out that a guy saw my girlfriend naked? I'm a 25-year-old guy, and my 23-year-old girlfriend, Lydia, lives with a roommate who has a boyfriend, Jeff. We gathered at their place last Friday for pizza. After a while, Jeff asked Lydia if she's still scared of being alone the nights when my roommate goes over to his place and when I can't come over. Lydia has always had trouble with being alone at night, and most nights I stay on FaceTime with her until she falls asleep so she feels safer. The roommate laughed and said that if she hears a noise in the bathroom, at least it'll be a ghost and not her locked in, passed out. Lydia quickly said to me that she would explain later. When we got to Lydia's room, I asked her to explain, and she told me that this afternoon she wasn't feeling well, and she ended up fainting in the shower. So Jeff had to break down the door so her roommate could get in and help her. She said that she already felt better, and she didn't want to tell me because I was going to be worried about nothing. I said it wasn't nothing if she'd fainted, and that I should be aware of these things to help her. She said that now it would just be a funny story of how Jeff broke the door and her roommate had to cover her with a towel so they could come to the rescue of her naked body. That moment, I saw red. I asked if Jeff had seen her naked, and she said that she couldn't be sure since she was unconscious. But the roommate said that Jeff stood outside of the bathroom until she was fully covered. I asked if Lydia thought that it was fair for me to not know that another guy had seen her naked, and she said that he didn't actually see her naked, and that it shouldn't matter since he was only helping. I shouted that she just said that she was unconscious, so she couldn't know if he saw her or not. She told me to be quiet or they would hear me, and I shouted that I didn't care, that a man just saw my girlfriend's body and I had a right to be mad. Jeff and his girlfriend came in, and they explained that he never saw anything. He just broke the lock and waited outside until the roommate gave him an all clear. I said that I didn't believe him, and the roommate jumped to his defense, saying that she was right there making sure the situation wasn't embarrassing so they could take proper care of Lydia without her feeling weird. I said that if she was a cuckold, I wouldn't be. What? Jeff then shouted at me, saying that I should respect his girlfriend as well as my girlfriend, who had spent a whole day saying that she was fine, but still looked a bit pale. He said that he only did it because he cared about Lydia and that I was a butthole who didn't deserve any type of help. Hearing him say that he cared about her was it for me. I left without so much as looking at Lydia as she begged me not to go. Over the weekend, Lydia had to be admitted to a hospital because she wasn't feeling well again, and Jeff and the roommate prohibited me from seeing her, saying that I didn't deserve her. Obviously, the whole hospital thing sucks, and I wish that I was there for her, but still, I think that I was right. At this point, I'm not mad at Lydia anymore, just at Jeff. Wow. Okay. Wow. 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 Okay. So, normally, when people are like, buttholes on r/AmITheButthole, this subreddit, r/AmITheButthole, is kind of self-selecting. Because when you have threads where OP is the butthole, typically, usually, OP has only done something that's very minorly butthole-y. Because if OP has done something that's like 5 out of 5 buttholes, then generally speaking, they'll be aware like, oh, I did something wrong. And they won't need to post on r/AmITheButthole because they'll understand that they did something wrong. Usually, the only time that OP is wrong is when OP is only slightly a butthole. Like, am I the butthole for not liking my husband's cake? Right, yeah, obviously, that is something that will make it to r/AmITheButthole. But it's actually astonishing to me, OP, that you wrote this post and you thought to yourself, yeah, this looks great. People on the internet will totally back me up on this. Like, what? What? What universe are you living in? Dude, Jeff may have very well literally saved your girlfriend's life, like without exaggeration. What if when she fell, part of her body part was obscuring the drain so the water wasn't draining out? What if a washcloth fell over the drain so that the water wasn't draining out? And as she's unconscious in the shower, the water level keeps rising and rising and rising until eventually she drowns. Or what if something major was happening? Like, what if she was having a stroke or an aneurysm or a heart attack and she passed out and she needed immediate medical attention? Like, these are all very plausible, realistic scenarios. And Jeff did exactly what he should have done in that situation. He quickly broke down the door and then he stood outside the room while another girl went in to like check on her and cover her body. Like, yeah, like what should Jeff have done differently there? Like, put on a blindfold as he kicked down the door? Dude, if I fall unconscious while I'm taking a shower, I don't care if a freaking YouTube camera crew rolls into the bathroom and records my naked, flabby body passed out in the bathroom. As long as they get in there to give me medical attention, it's cool. I'll let that slide. You know, because this is a major medical emergency, and Jeff did pretty much exactly what he was expected to do. Same thing for Jeff's girlfriend, to be honest. I feel like she did also exactly what she was expected to do. And then you, OP, when you find out that your girlfriend just passed out in the shower, you quickly breeze past that and you're like, wait, some dude saw your naked body? And then you're talking about cuckolds? What? What? Oh, man. Just wait until OP finds out about gynecologists. He's going to start flipping tables. Dude, you do not own your girlfriend's body. Like, if you want to be jealous about that, that's understandable. That is like an acceptable, normal emotion. But the way to deal with that jealousy is to be like, oh man, I'm jealous that other guy had to see your naked body. I don't feel good about it, but I realize that there was nothing that could be done about that situation, and it was just an unfortunate side effect of him rushing to your rescue. Not getting angry at the guy who potentially saved your girlfriend's life because he may or may not have seen her naked. And like, it doesn't even sound like he saw her naked. It sounds like he like just chilled outside of the bathroom while his girlfriend went in and dealt with the emergency, and he was just on standby in case she needed to be carried out or something like that. OP, you are straight nuts. Your girlfriend could have literally died, and you're worried about someone seeing her nipples? At first, when I was reading this post, I thought that it was kind of like sweet that you stayed on FaceTime with your girlfriend until she falls asleep. But based on this post, I have to imagine, is that really the reason? Or do you just want to make sure that no one's sleeping with your girlfriend? Down in the comments, I'm going to read this post from Pleasant Addiction. Print out exactly what you've said here. Take that printout to a therapist. Ask them to fix you. Holy shit! OP, I'm giving your girlfriend 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving Jeff and his girlfriend also 0 out of 5 buttholes. They acted heroically, to be honest. You, OP, you get 5 out of 5 buttholes. I know that I'm really ragging on you here, OP, but it's very important for you to understand that you do not own your girlfriend's body. And literally protecting your girlfriend's life is far, far more important than protecting your jealousy. Am I the butthole for telling my parents that I make more money than both of my siblings when they told me to get a real job? I'm a nanny to 2 special needs kids. There's a very high demand for nannies for special needs kids because 3 special needs daycares in my county shut down. So I make approximately $120,000 a year. And I live in the family's guest house rent-free, and they bought me a car so I can drive the kids around. My parents have the belief that any job in childcare is not a real job. They even went so far as to call my aunt, who majored in child development, and had her tell me how broke she is when I said I wanted to major in early childhood education. Then they told me that I could either pick an acceptable major or they wouldn't pay for my college. I cut contact with them for a while in college, and we recently started talking again. I have been in contact with my siblings, though. My parents recently asked about my job in education, and they were not happy when I said that I'm a nanny and I have my master's in special education. They made a comment that I'm working the same job that I've had since I was 15 and how I'll be broke forever. Then they told me to get a real job, like my brother, who's an accountant, or my sister, who's a nurse. I was pissed and told my parents that I make more money than both my brother and sister, and I don't have to pay rent, car payments, or gas. They hung up, and I got a text from my sister saying that I made her look bad to our parents. My brother said that I should have just kept my mouth shut. Am I the butthole for telling my parents how much I make? First off, OP, congrats. You are rolling in cash right now. Secondly, no, they basically judged you for not having a real job, and then you gave them objective evidence that, yeah, in fact, your job is pretty sweet. OP, you get an easy 0 out of 5 buttholes, your parents get 3 out of 5 buttholes, and your siblings get 1 out of 5 buttholes. I just don't understand why everyone in your family is so against you. I mean, what's wrong with childcare? It's a perfectly fine profession, and when you're making $120K a year, who can possibly argue with that? Today's episode is sponsored by Sunbasket. Because of COVID, I literally haven't gone to the grocery store in like 2 years. Obviously because I don't want COVID to kill me, but also because I do voice work, so I don't think my fans would really enjoy my content if I catch COVID and I have to record episodes like, "Welcome to r/ProRevenge. That's why I love, love, love services like Sunbasket. Sunbasket is a meal delivery service that delivers healthy meals straight to your door. They offer organic produce, sustainable seafoods and meats, and best of all, it's honestly really tasty. The other thing I like about it is that they don't only send you meals to cook. Like, yeah, you'll have ingredients and instructions for how to cook a healthy meal, but they also give you snacks, and who doesn't like snacks? Look, I'm just going to read the names of some of these dishes so you can get an idea of what we're talking about. Pan-seared salmon tikka masala over rainbow quinoa. Honey balsamic glazed chicken with warm cabbage apple salad. Chipotle barbecue tofu salad with black beans and honey mustard vinaigrette. Right now, Sunbasket is offering $90 off and a free gift when you order. Go to sunbasket.com/r/ and enter the promo code r/ at checkout. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code r/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code r/ at liquidiv.com. Am I the butthole for being ungrateful of the cake that my boyfriend made me? I'm a 33-year-old woman, and I've been dating Alex, a 34-year-old guy, for almost 3 years. Alex has a 13-year-old daughter from a previous marriage that he has full custody of. When we met, Alex was doing very well. He made 6 figures, and he had a decent house in a fine neighborhood. I had a slightly lower-paying job. Almost 1.5 years ago, his job had to cut some employees, and he was one of them. He had to take on a job, and he's earning much less than he did before. I moved into their house 5 months ago. Ever since I moved in, I've helped a lot with bills, usually paying half or even more of them. Yesterday was my birthday. I wanted to celebrate at a nice restaurant near us. However, it was closed. There was another one a little closer to us, but it was more expensive. I suggested going there for my birthday, but Alex said that he couldn't afford to pay for dinner there, and if we went, we would have to split the bill. I was a little upset, but he said that he would make something himself. The cake I wanted was, admittedly, somewhat expensive. I pointed the cake out to him, and he said again that he didn't think that he could afford it with Christmas coming up, and we'd have to go half. I told him that I was not paying for a cake for my own birthday, and he said that he would see what he could do. Well, yesterday came. We made dinner, and it was quite good, better than most meals we eat, although not as good as what it would be at a restaurant. However, when he brought the cake out, it was just something that he made himself. He said he was sorry that he couldn't afford the nicer cake, but he had made this one and his daughter had helped. I pretended to enjoy it, but after, I told him that I was hoping for a slightly nicer cake. He said that he had tried his best, and he couldn't spend the money that he had set aside for bills on a cake. I guess his daughter heard, because now he's also saying that I made her upset after she helped make it. He keeps saying that I should apologize to her and say that I really liked it. Am I the butthole? OP, I'm going to tell a story from my relationship, because I was in a very, very similar situation, and we can see the contrast here, okay? So, when I started dating my wife, obviously she was my girlfriend at the time, and neither one of us had a lot of money because we were just, you know, broke college students. And on my very first birthday, after we started dating, my wife decided to make me a cheesecake. And she had never made cheesecakes before, and she had made cakes before, but she didn't understand that cheesecakes are like pretty radically different from normal cakes. So, like, she bought the stuff to make the cheesecake, and it was awful. It was so bad. It didn't taste good. It didn't look good. My wife had definitely messed up some of the steps somewhere in there, but we're not sure what happened because neither her nor I were, like, a really talented baker. But, like, was I upset about it? No, because my girlfriend had gone out of her way to try to make me a cheesecake for my birthday, and she went and got like a little squeeze bottle of icing and wrote happy birthday baby on the cake, which was like, it's sweet. It's a really nice gesture. And like, so what if the cheesecake wasn't some like Cheesecake Factory level of delicious? Who cares? So I had a slice. My girlfriend had a slice. We both agreed that it wasn't a very good cake, but like, so what? We both just laughed it off. And now, many, many years later into our relationship, we often look back in a joking manner at how bad that cake was. And it's like this funny, sweet thing between us rather than, hey, wife, remember that time that you made me this awful cheesecake that ruined my birthday? No, it's just, it's not a big deal. Because what matters is the effort and the love and the thought, not how tasty the cake is. Like, it doesn't even make sense. By your logic, only good chefs can be good boyfriends. Also, down in the comments, I'm going to read this post from Tri Oracle. My mom makes me a carrot cake every year that I'm home. She has ever since I became an adult. I hate carrot cake. There is nothing about it that I like. I always hug her and say thank you, and then eat the cake after demanding to know how many innocent carrots had to die for my beautiful cake. Now, I love my mom, but this woman cannot cook or bake. But the look on her face when I start saying that I'm going to report her for carrot murder makes the really terrible cake worth it. I had a buddy like this back in college who was allergic to peanuts. And one year, his mom sends him like a care package with peanut butter cookies. And I was like, what? Why would your mom send you this? Is she trying to kill you? Doesn't she know that you're allergic to peanuts? And he was like, yeah, but my mom makes really good peanut cookies. So apparently, every time he gets these cookies, he just like loads up on Benadryl, scarfs them down, and then just suffers afterwards. Anyways, I've gotten kind of off track here. OP, you sound like a tool bag. I'm giving you 2 out of 5 buttholes. Your fiancé gets 0 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my son the truth about why my wife stopped talking to her parents? My wife's parents have always looked down on me, and I can somewhat understand why, given my past and how me and my wife met. When I was 23, I was homeless. My wife was the first person who was nice to me. I was almost kicked out of the small restaurant when I was trying to avoid the rain. She was there, and she pretended that we were meeting so they'd let me stay. I got a free meal, and we talked for a long time. She really helped me turn my life around by helping me fill out a job application. From there, we became good friends. 2 years after that, after getting my act together, thanks to her, I asked her out on a date. Her family never approved of our relationship because they thought that I was trash due to how my life was when we met. Which, yeah, I get it. But still, after 4 years of us being in a relationship, after me having the same steady full-time job to help with bills for years, they didn't even come to the wedding. Then, when my son was born a year after, they still wanted nothing to do with us. So, we haven't had contact in years since my son was a baby. Now that my son is 16, they contacted us out of the blue. They still don't care to talk to either me or my wife, but they're willing to put their feelings aside to get to know our son. We never went into details with our son about why we don't talk to her parents, and he's never asked much before. We gave the choice to our son if he would like to meet them, and he agreed to it. He's gone over to their place to spend time with them on several occasions over the past 3 months. Finally, the other day, he asked us why we didn't keep contact with them. To him, they seem like nice people, so he doesn't understand what the conflict was. They told him that we had stopped talking over a conflict we had, but they left out that they were the ones who didn't want to see us. So we told him the truth. My son already knows about my past. That's something that I never wanted to hide from him. We told them they never approved of our relationship because I used to be homeless, and they never wanted to be part of our lives since then. Our son got mad at them, and now they're mad at us. My son doesn't want to talk to them, and they sent us screenshots of some of the things that he told them. There weren't any insults or inappropriate language, but just what my son thought of his grandparents. And they think that we're the buttholes because they were finally building a relationship with him, and we ruined it. For now, my son says that he doesn't want to be involved with people like that. We've talked to him several times, and he still hasn't changed his mind. It was my choice to tell him why, and my wife supported that. Now, with how things have turned out, I wonder if I was the butthole that they seem to think that I am. Okay, so first off, OP, I just have to say that the story of you and your wife meeting is super cute and wholesome. The fact that your wife saw a homeless guy who was down on his luck and fed him, helped him out, and helped him become basically a stable, functioning adult is incredible. And then, after all that, your wife chose you over her own parents? Oh my god, OP, your wife is an incredible human being. Also, OP, props to you, because despite being down on your luck, you completely turned your life around. So just bravo, OP, this story is incredible. And as for the actual Am I the Butthole post, no, you did absolutely nothing wrong here. It's not your fault that your wife's parents are, what, classist, I guess? Because they look down on you because I guess they see you as some low-class homeless person who isn't worthy of their daughter? Honestly, they seem like stuck-up buttholes. Then, they intentionally ignore their grandson for 16 years, and he finds out the reason why they did that is because they think that his father, who's raised him for these past 16 years, by the way, is like a lesser person. So, of course he's gonna pick your side over their side. Why wouldn't he? OP, you and your wife get 0 out of 5 buttholes. You sound like amazing people. Your son also gets 0 out of 5 buttholes. I am honestly impressed that he was able to tell off his grandparents without insulting or using inappropriate language, which indicates to me that you and your wife did a great job of raising him. So just all 3 of you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. You sound like awesome people. Your in-laws, on the other hand, get 4 out of 5 buttholes. They're acting like you're the trashy person when they're the ones who are acting trashy. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.